it's part of the human condition to a certain extent, that feeling that you can't let the day go until you've found some kind of fulfillment. How many of us have sat down watching the news or TV or anything that's on, maybe flipping through the channels aimlessly or scrolling through the internet or reading a book, anything, just searching for whatever it is that would bring fulfillment to this day. Having the difficulty of putting the day to rest without finding what the purpose of this day was. I've experienced it, and I would imagine that many of us have, to one degree or another, that restlessness. It's almost like we dig, looking for the purpose of our day, and our brains aren't ready to go to sleep until we've found that purpose. Digging away, almost like scratching at an itch, and yet sometimes when we dig too much, too long, well, it starts to bleed. Archbishop once gave a homily in which he described three different things that we can dig at looking for fulfillment in our lives. I've added to that list of three, not out of arrogance, but I think out of, you'll see. It's a list of five. Possessions. To look for fulfillment in possessions. Power. To seek power over others. Popularity. To seek to be liked by others. Those were Archbishop's three. But then I had to think to myself, well, what if you just sit and eat a whole bag of Kit Kats until you're sick? That's my thing, if you haven't gotten it yet. So, pleasure, just to add pleasure in as a fourth. And all these four can be summed up with pride. Pride, that root of all sin, that which causes us to seek our fulfillment within ourselves or for ourselves, only for us. Power, possessions, popularity, pleasure, pride. And yet, on the other hand, is the pearl of great price. The pearl of great price. Now, if you're wondering if I'm going to persist with this P thing, I may begin to perplex and perturb with some of my pompous and peculiar pedantics. How about that? I promise, I'll give it a rest for a little bit. We search and search for something that will give meaning to both our day and to our lives. And just like those who have trouble falling asleep without putting an exclamation mark on the day, some go into their eternal reward wondering, where is that pearl of great price? What was it? Did I miss it? And that is the crux of the issue. Do we get so caught up in searching for things that fulfill our pride that we might miss that pearl of great price? The man digging in the field, he knew when he found the treasure, and he knew that that was the moment. It's not going to come again. Got to buy this field so that you can have this treasure. The pearl merchant made his life out of seeking pearls. And when he found the pearl of great price, he didn't waver over it. He didn't go back and forth, oh, is it worth it? He bought that pearl of great price. He purchased that pearl of great price. All of us are called to practice searching for this pearl of great price. And Solomon, in our first reading, he declares when he is told that he could have whatever he wants, he looks to fulfill his purpose in life, he asks for wisdom. He asks for the wisdom to be able to be a good king, to be able to judge rightly over the people that he is called to rule, not for his own, but for the good of others. Our vocation serving the people of God, being called as our own to fulfillment in God, to know when it is that we have found that pearl of great price. Many of us, most of you sitting right here before me, have or are or will be called to the vocation of marriage, to know that pearl of great price, to know who it is when you find them, and to be able to say yes, to know that you need to set aside others to choose this one. Others are called to a different vocation. Myself and Father, Deacon John, others, religious and priests throughout the world, called to a different vocation, a pearl as well, a pearl of great price that when found, we put aside everything to follow it, to say yes to God, to do God's will. It's not always easy. It's not always, how did I put it, pretty or perfect. Not always perfect, following God, searching for this pearl of great price. Any of you who are married can testify to that. There are ups and downs along the way. But when done with God, when done alongside God, every vocation is that pearl. Is that pearl that brings us that fulfillment, that gives us our purpose. Let us support one another in that. Let us raise up vocations to the priesthood, to the religious life, but also to holy matrimony within our parish, to be able to promote those who seek this pearl and to help them know when it is that they've found it, to not let all of the other prideful things of this world distract. Because we've seen over the course of how many months, how easy it is for all of those just to turn to dust. The pearl of great price never turns to dust. Even when there is difficulty in the midst of living that vocation out, it is a peace that persists, that resides in our heart. Let us help one another. Let us find that pearl of price together. For we have it already here with us. God appearing on this altar, God being received into our hearts. Let us receive that pearl of great price today.